I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Gwinnett County is extending its participation in a controversial immigration program. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, Republican Sheriff Butch Conway has extended his office's participation by one more year.
The program known as 287G allows local and state officers to be deputized as immigration officials, with the power to check immigration status and detain people suspected of violations. Thousands of Gwinnett detainees have been deported by ICE since the sheriff's office joined the program in 2009. Supporters say 287G is a cost-effective safety measure, but opponents argue that it harms immigrant communities by discouraging them from reporting crimes. According to the AJC, two Democrats who are running against Sheriff Conway say they will end the county's 287G participation if elected. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
James Hines, an Atlanta police sergeant who used a taser on a woman and punched her in the face during an arrest in front of her young daughter, has been fired. According to the AJC, an internal investigation into Hines' actions found that the force used during the arrest earlier this month was unnecessary and inconsistent with Atlanta Police Department training. A lawyer for the woman tells WSB that he hopes the incident will spark change within the department and that the police understand that there will be accountability. A federal judge in Atlanta yesterday rejected the state of Georgia's request to toss a voting lawsuit. The suit challenges Georgia's current electronic voting machines and seeks statewide use of paper ballots. Among other arguments, lawyers for the state had said the lawsuit was no longer relevant because of a new law to replace the voting system. Judge Amy Totenberg wrote that plaintiffs have made sufficient arguments to support possible due process violations. A spokesman for Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger declined to comment. Well, abortion rights supporters packed the steps outside of the state capitol yesterday, as GPB's Stephen Fowler reports. It's part of a nationwide demonstration against abortion laws.
Abortion bans have got to go!
They hold signs reading "Stop the Bans" and "You, yes you, run for office." 2 weeks ago, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed a so-called heartbeat bill, one of the toughest abortion bans in the country. Legal challenges to these laws could take years to resolve, but Eshe Shakura with the group Unite for Reproductive and Gender Equity says lawmakers on both sides of the aisle should be put on notice at the ballot box in 2020.
We will be advocating for the issues. We will make sure that reproductive justice is a word in every politician's mouth and that they will have to address how they will support our people.
More than 50 organizations across the country took part in the protest. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Two Hollywood productions will reportedly no longer film in Georgia in response to the controversial abortion bill signed into law by Governor Kemp this month. A Lionsgate film starring Kristen Wiig and a new Amazon series directed by Reed Morano have both pulled production out of the state. Morano, who has also directed for the Hulu series The Handmaid's Tale, says she won't bring any money to the state as long as the heartbeat law exists. Most major studios have yet to issue statements on the law, which will likely be challenged in court before it goes into effect next year. Well, 300,000 senior citizens in Georgia are hungry.
You're having to choose sometimes between, okay, medicine or food. And so sometimes you can't eat a balanced diet because your income's limited.
But a new state plan hopes to improve those numbers with a new first-of-its-kind initiative. That story Thursday on our Full Plate series. It continues on Morning Edition, Here and Now, and All Things Considered. And in sports, the Braves fell to the Giants 4-3 last night in San Francisco. The teams continue their series tonight. First pitch is at 9:45 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.